Infinite Loop, you beautiful people. How are you doing today?
Oh my god, they are beautiful, aren't they?
I know, just look at him. Look at this one. He's wearing a shirt. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed.
You're a looker.
You're a looker.
Flies down. Glad you caught it. By the way, I'm here with my friends today. Andy?
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
What? In the butt.
What? Oh.
Gotcha.
Gross.
Okay. Well done.
And I'm here with my other friend, Maz.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Maz. So how are you guys doing right now, huh? Doing good?
Yeah, I'm tired as all hell.
Game of Thrones starts tonight, so I'm so ready for it.
Everybody in the Twin Pin and offices is abuzz about this chair show tonight, huh?
It's not really everybody. It's like four of us, but we're very rabid about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what is it called? Once again, like, should I mention that the staff always gets really upset at me because I don't ever watch any shows. I'll watch like the first episode of one and then just never watch it again. That's what happened with Game of Thrones. I really enjoyed it. I really like Breaking Bad. I just never...
No, the same thing happened to me with me in Walking Dead. I watched the first episode, and I was like, this is pretty cool for a zombie show. And then it just, like, never watched it again. So, as far as I know, that show ends with that guy being pinned under a tank, and then the zombies eat his horse.
I don't understand you two. That was an amazing first episode. How do you not want to see what happens? And then how do you just watch the first episode of a show and just be like, I'm done with it?
Don't judge me.
Whoa. I didn't say I was done with it. I just... didn't watch the rest of the episodes.
Yeah, exactly. I totally have plans of watching them someday. Maybe.
Yeah, today's just not that day, you know?
You know?
Maybe once I graduate.
Maybe, when I watch it.
Yeah, that works too. Whichever comes first, right?
Right, you know? And I'm glad that you understand me, because Maz is, doesn't.
No. I know, he's so busy watching all his shows and stuff.
Watching all your shows. Ooh, what season are you on of Mad Men? Oh, I'm Wes, and I'm about to
start season 7, actually.
You know what I really want to watch right now again? I want to watch all of Malcolm in the Middle again, because that show's incredible.
It's on Netflix.
But if you don't watch Mad Men, you're missing out on Jon Hamm and his gorgeous face.
No, I know he has a gorgeous face. Who do you think you're talking to? Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, we all saw that episode of 30 Rock.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a really good episode of 30 Rock.
Yeah, it really is.
That's one of my favorites, actually.
See, while Maz is busy watching all these TV shows, he could be playing video games. And you know what?
Yeah, Maz, what the hell?
Why would I do that? It's not like I'm the managing editor of a video game site.
They're just going to disappear soon.
What do you mean? What do you mean they're going to disappear soon?
Well, what I mean is GameSpy has shut down. Well, not necessarily shut down, but their services are going to end next month on May 31st. And with that, the servers for a bunch of video games and their online features, multiplayer, co-op, leaderboards, downloadable content, that kind of thing, just gone. Just going to be gone. Thousands and thousands and thousands of games.
Oh, yeah. No.
They are deceptively busy, because all I remember of GameSpy was once playing some motocross game on my PC, and then they're like, do you want GameSpy? And I'm like, why do I need this?
I think I've gotten one of those before too on some game.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to sign up for a GameSpy account? And it's like, no.
I had no idea that they were actually getting business. Good for them. Bad for them, because they're not getting business.
Yeah, it sounds like they basically just run a lot of different servers for games and stuff. Running a server is pretty expensive. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of power and stuff. And from what it sounds like GameSpy is they pretty much handle that for a lot of different companies. And you know, there's actually a list on their site of pretty much all the games they've done from It doesn't have the games from, like, the past, like, 3 years or so, but at least from, like, 2010 to 2002, and there's, like, a lot of pretty big stuff on here, because the moment I saw this, I got really scared, because I knew that Mad Saints Row 2 would be on that list, and sure enough, Saints Row 2 is on that list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so no more Saints Row 2 co-op multiplayer online, which is, like, the best part of that game.
The majority of them seem to be Wii games.
Yeah, I noticed that. A lot of them, there's a lot of Wii games on here that seem to be using it for their online, which is strange, because like a lot of Wii games have really weird online features. Like, you know, like every time your friends play, we'll download a new map piece to your console or something while it's asleep or some shit like
that. I don't think, like, they have Mega Man 10 on here. Doesn't Mega Man just have leaderboards, or does it?
Yeah, it has leaderboards. Like, I actually am not 100% sure if this affects DLC and stuff, but, like, I think, like, just generally, like, yeah, I think, I know it had leaderboards, so probably definitely at least that. I really hope it doesn't affect that DLC or anything, because, like, we're already starting to see, like, a lot of stuff get pulled down, because,
Oh, shit, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
No, wait, what did you just see?
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption is on here. Don't people play
really?
That? Yeah. Wow. For Xbox 360 and PS3.
Wow, that's a pretty big one, too.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest. Well, and then UFC Undisputed 2010. I don't know what people are going to
do. Oh, my God. That. What are they going to do without that?
I know. As if, oh, God. I mean, I guess I could play 2011 or 2012 or 2013 or 2014, but 2010 is just like.
That was the gold standard, man.
You know?
Yeah, at the least, like, I read that some of the games that are on PC, the developers are just going to switch over to, Steamworks. They're going to switch to Steamworks to host their online and stuff, you know, kind of like how games from Windows Live is just going kaput soon, and a lot of games are either just dropping it altogether or just switching to Steam, so hopefully a lot of these PC games get up there, because, I mean, like, there's definitely already some big ones that are going to probably just switch to Steamworks, because I know, Portal 2 was one of the games, and so are the Arma games, and Counter-Strike, and all that good jazz or whatever, but, I mean, like, I really will be sad if it's just a handful of games where the online just suddenly no longer works for them.
Damn, I don't see Portal 2 on here. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, I think all the Valve games use GameSpy for their matching.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's way more pervasive than you thought it would be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that GameSpy died, like, many years ago with the Nintendo GameCube online adapter. Like, I thought it came
out. Yeah, which there were only, like, three games that used it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, or the PS4 multi-tab.
Like, I know that IGN owned GameSpy, so, like, I'd be curious to see what they have to say about, like, why it's shutting down, because it doesn't look like there's a solid reason for why this happened exactly yet. But
I looked at while you guys were talking, I looked at, like, their goodbye post on GameSpy, and I mean, the way it's explained kind of just sounds like it was purely a financial decision on IGN's part, because even what's it called? Even in the letter, the editor in chief says, it's not like we did a bad job or anything. We did an awesome job. And he goes and he lists all the stuff that they've been doing, all, like, their recent features and everything. And it's pretty much just like the owner of IGN is just, you know, closing it for financial reasons, which I guess makes sense.
You know, what I bet it probably is that it just costs so much money to keep up all these games. 'Cause, like, I mean, look at this list. It's thousands and thousands of games, and, like, it's stuff we didn't even know had, like, online and stuff. So, like, if this stuff is still being run, just imagine how much power and money it's using to keep it going.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know. If anything, it just really got me thinking again about just, like, how oddly impermanent a lot of this online stuff has been lately. Because, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's been a lot of games, like, disappearing from Xbox Live and PSN, and especially from Steam. Like, I think they just took, like, what's that game? The one where you shoot people in the balls. Bulletstorm. That just disappeared from Steam the other day. And then, like, I was looking at my wish list on Steam, and, like, Cart Life's no longer up there either. And there's just, like, all these games that used to be on Steam, and now they're just suddenly not there. And it's like, they keep taking stuff down off the PSN as well. Like, I know Ubisoft took some stuff down, like, 2 years ago, and then, like, I think Capcom's license with Marvel recently expired, so all the new versions of Marvel vs. Capcom 1 and 2, and all the DLC for Marvel vs. Capcom 3, including two exclusive online-only characters, just no longer accessible.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, I don't know, have you guys ever, like, actually, like, stopped to think about, like, what could happen if all these games are just, like, tied to the internet, just disappear one day?
No. And that's also what pressures me to always get hard copies now. Mm-hmm. Sometime, but never pay full price for them, just because, I mean, after finding so many bargains through the internet, I can't believe in full prices anymore. But regardless of that, I always feel so much more comfortable just kind of getting my games digitally sometime. Oh, no, sorry, with a hard copy. Sometime. I don't know, I like holding it in my hand still.
Agreed. It's just like people getting ebooks versus regular books. There's just mm-hmm. something about holding an actual book in your hands that just will never, ever be beat.
Yeah, I'm looking at my giant-ass shelf of games right now, and, like, there definitely is a comfort to that. But, I mean, like, ever since I've gotten my Surface last year, like, my Steam library is definitely, like, doubled in size. Mm-hmm. And at least, like, when you're talking digital, as long as you have the stuff already bought, you're pretty much safe. Because I know at least for the PSN, if you've bought something, you can always go back and re-download it, even if it's taken down.
Yeah.
And I think you can for Xbox Live as well, but it's a little bit more hairier to figure out or whatever. And I hope it does it for Steam as well. But, I mean, like, if you just didn't buy it, you're just shit out of luck now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I always feel kind of insecure having, like, all my games in, like, one computer or like that. And then, like, something else to my computer, and then I blah, 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 that stuff. I don't know. Like, I had a friend recently who was like, "Oh man, I got enough credits. I'm just waiting. I'm gonna save them up for to get Mario Kart 8 and download it as soon as it comes out." And I'm like, "Are you crazy? You get a hard copy of Mario Kart 8. You get a glass case. You put it in there. You, like, cryogenically freeze, like, the cover, and then, like, laminate it." And then and put it in a time capsule and then ship that into the sun.
Give it to your newborn son the second he comes out and say, "This is your college fund, son."
Keep
it close, hold it dear.
This is a family heirloom. It's like, "But Dad, this came out like 2 days ago." I don't care.
You shut your mouth and you be grateful.
Shut your stupid mouth. Who are you? I'm not even old enough to have my own kid yet. You just gave your copy of Mario Kart to some random child. Anyway. And then everything goes horribly awry.
I mean, hopefully we don't have to keep freezing our games to keep them around in the future. Cause,
yeah, what the hell was I talking about, freezing games? I'm on drugs. No, I'm not.
I'm just always constantly scared about, like, one day, like, Sony will just, like, go bankrupt and boop, there goes 1,000 games. Or Nintendo will take down the original Wii Shop channel, which I'd say, like, a good, like, third of the best games on the Wii were WiiWare exclusives. But I mean, like, if the eShop goes, those games go with it, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I actually use my physical games. I play them a lot more than I do the tons of millions of games that I have on Steam that I haven't touched. I don't know. I buy too many games on Steam, and then I play so little of them because I'm like, "This is cheap. Let me get it, not play it." But then the hard copies, I feel more compelled. I'm like, okay. I spent money on this thing that I can hold in my hand. I better fucking play it. And I take it more seriously, I guess.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Moz?
I just like holding stuff, like real stuff. Because if it's just a digital copy, if it's just a digital copy, then I don't feel like I actually own it. And technically I don't, because it could just be pulled and then that's it.
Yeah, but, as we've clearly seen with games and games by now.
Yeah, I mean, because if you have the physical copy, even if the servers go down, then you still have the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, how the hell are Marvel Ultimate Alliance's servers still up? The original one that came out almost 10 years ago.
Wow, really?
You weren't. Oh, this was last year, I think, Andy, before you joined the site. But we sat through and we played through the whole Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
No, I joined in 2011, bitch.
Did you? No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I joined 2012.
Okay.
Andy can't count. His secret shame.
It might have been right before you joined then.
Yeah.
Because we went through and we played it, and
no, like, I remember
the servers
that.
Were still up.
Yeah, you, Yamilia, and Trey, I think, or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So
yeah. Well,
I think if there's anything we've learned today, it's treasure your games, freeze them, and you can always play Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Or Mario Kart.
Exactly.
Or Mario Kart. All right, what do you guys say to a little break, huh?
No.
Let's do it.
Ah, fuck you, Andy.
Let's break. Do it so I can go watch Avengers again real quick.
Oh, sweet.
Welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that break. In real time, of course. How are you guys doing? Nice and relaxed?
Yeah.
Yeah, those sound like relaxed sounds that relaxed people make, huh?
Well, yeah.
I hope you're nice and relaxed, because this week's going to be pretty busy, because Twinfinite is headed to PAX East, y'all.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
You guys excited?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
You guys are PAX East veterans. This is, like, what, your second time going?
Psh, more like my, like, 100th. No big deal.
It's Andy's first time. Don't let him lie to you.
Really?
I went to PAX Prime, and that counts as, like, two PAX Easts.
I don't think there's a conversion rate. I think the dollar is a little weak. The PAX East inflation is ruining the value.
I'm counting it by how much physical pain I endured at PAX Prime. So
none?
I feel like I could take on anything.
You no. didn't do anything at PAX Prime. You just kind of stood there.
Yeah, I'm going to fight you. And it's going to look great on camera.
That's what I pre-built to her site, is the site of two people just fighting in the middle of a Boston alley.
It's going to be out in the harbor.
By the car in the yard.
I'm going to fuck his ass up in the harbor.
Ooh, keep it.
Fucking fishes.
Save it for the weekend, guys. Gotta,
yeah, Jesus
gotta save
Christ.
Some of that stuff for the pay and fight. You
yeah,
know?
Dude, what the hell? God, angry as fuck.
So, a little bit.
What are you guys looking forward to the most, besides beating the shit out of each other?
The makeup sex afterwards.
Oh, my God. You can't say that on a podcast. Man.
Okay, bleep that out, JC. Bleep.
Don't bleep it out. I want the world to hear what a fucking whore Mwaz is.
And so help me God, if you don't bleep it out, there will be consequences.
I'll see that the truth gets out there.
There will be consequences.
Gross.
That is pretty.
Cum sequences.
Oh.
Cum the sequel.
But yeah, what are you looking forward to, Andy?
I'm sorry. That's right. I got distracted by his semen. God, you know what? Like, I don't really know what I'm looking forward to, mostly because I only signed up for this job and to head off to PAX so that I could play Mario Kart, and I'm not going to be able to play Mario Kart because they're not going to be there with Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to cancel my flight right now.
Okay.
And
instead of canceling it, just change it to Yami so Yami can come.
No.
I like her more than you.
No, you have to get back to me because I'm not entirely sure, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Oh, no. Gaijin Games has a couple of games up their sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Like new games.
See what
and I'm really.
Doing next after Runner 2.
Exactly. I'm really excited to see what they have up their sleeves.
Give those guys a high five. They've earned it.
They did, huh?
I never ever go and like go expecting anything to PAX. I just go ready to hang out with all my Twinfinite coworkers.
No,
I'm just the sweetest bitch, right? Yeah, just that's it.
Why do you have to blow my response out of the park?
If you go expecting stuff at PAX, that's all you're gonna focus on, and then you'll miss out on all the awesome little stuff, which is what happened last year. But then at PAX Prime, I went expecting nothing, and I found all these awesome, like, indie games, and I had a blast at the Indie Megacade, and just expect to see everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Explore. But I'm looking forward to exploring.
I'm definitely really excited to check out the Indiecade there. Like, I mean, like, there's been a lot of really good stuff coming out lately, and, like, you know, hopefully they'll have, like, Super Time Force there or something. I've always wanted to play that one. Heard so much about it.
It's so crazy.
Dude, yeah.
There's a lot to keep track of on the screen. It's, like, very late levels of Galaga. That's what it reminds me of. We're just, like, shit is constantly flying at you, and you're just everywhere.
That's safer. I guess I'm not really sure what to expect, because I've been to neither PAX before this one. This is my first PAX in general, so I'm pretty excited to see what happens. Tell you what,
you're going to see
what happens with that diversity lounge. I want to see how that unfurls.
I want to drop by and just see what it is exactly. And how
hopefully it's not a train wreck.
No.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, yes, yes. But we're probably going to be having some sort of a meetup, aren't we, Maz?
Yes, we are planning to meet. Whoever's at PAX East and wants to meet up with us, we'll be meeting up on Friday, right where... I don't know where yet. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah, but, keep an eye on the site and our Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, Twitter. Twitter is a good tool for PAX. Because you could find out where people are real quick and then just go stalk them. You can, right after the show floor closes, the convention center stays open till like 1 or 2 in the morning, because they have panels that go on and little events here and there. Just right after that, we'll tweet out where we are, and you can come and say what's up, and we can hang out for a bit if you guys want. Or if you don't want, then sucks for you and your loss, I guess.
Yeah, so hopefully we see some of your smiling faces there, you know? Get some, play some, faces to those names that, you know, we're always seeing on Twitter and stuff, and we're always glad to see you guys out there and whatnot, and definitely hoping we see some of you guys out at PAX, you know?
Whoever can give me the best high five, I will do something for them. I don't know what it is yet. Some sort of
break dance, just like pop and lock it, and that little spinny thing where you land on your side, and you're like,
I can't pop, but I can lock. Like, I don't know if... popping is just... I'm too weird. But I can lock with the best of them.
Well, you can't promise these guys something special and meet them halfway. I mean, you go to a dance party and you say, did you see that guy popping and locking out there? You never hear anybody say, did you see that guy out there locking? You mean the janitor? No, not the guy locking the door. The guy locking on the dance floor. What guy? Like, no one has that discussion, Maz. You gotta go the full mile. Full mile.
I can't make any promises. I'll do what I can.
You know, you got 3 days to work it up, so.
Yeah.
We're waiting for it.
It's gonna be, not a, in the words of How I Met Your Mother, a high infinity. I want to have to ice my hand afterwards from the force of the highest five.
So it sounds like we have some PAX fun to look forward to. High fives, locking, I guess. Site meetup. Anything else you want to put out there, Moss?
No, just keep an eye on the site. We'll have a bunch of stuff going up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe some stuff early next week. We're going to be podcasting in our hotel room, so that should be up Monday, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we can podcast with our pants off, right?
Oh yeah, pants off.
You know,
pants off, dance off.
That's the one. All right. Well, let's. How about you say we take like a quick, short, little break, and then we'll wrap this thing up, huh?
Cool.
All right. Sounds good. Break. And we're back, listeners, but unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye. had some fun times today. Talked about PAX, and we talked about the internet.
But, and video games. We talked about video games.
Oh, that's most important, too. Video games. Of course. So you guys excited for PAX to see all those readers at PAX and stuff?
Yeah, Friday, 6 p.m., right when the show floor closes, which is like 6. Come and meet us. We'll let you know where.
Yeah, indeed. Shake our hands. We'll cough on them first. And you can take whatever foreign contaminants back to your home states.
Do you want an autograph? Because I won't do it.
I'll do it. I'll do Andy's autograph. I've been forging his autograph for the past 2 weeks, so I'm pretty sure I'm an expert at it now.
He's been forging my autograph for the past 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure he's an expert at it.
Yeah, he puts little stars over the A, which really makes no sense, but that's just what he does.
Mm-hmm. And I put winky faces, because like I'm flirting with you, but I don't really know you, so it's scandalous.
Well, do you guys have any features coming up this week you want to tell the readers about, or is it just going to be PAX news all the time?
Well, I mean, PAX news is starting on Friday, so I mean, we'll have our regular features until then.
All right. Anything in particular that's nice and juicy?
I got a list of games that would be well improved by adding Optimus Prime to them.
Ooh, that should be a good one. After seeing Optimus Prime ride a dinosaur, the possibilities are endless.
And Shaquille O'Neal.
Are you saying Optimus Prime should be riding Shaquille O'Neal?
That would be pretty goddamn awesome.
I'm saying games that need Shaquille O'Neal on them as well.
You know, he's been turning up all over the place. He was just in an episode of Uncle Grandpa, and it was really weird.
I've been waiting for him to come as a DLC character for Injustice: Gods Among Men.
Maybe if that Kung Fu 2, Shaq Fu 2 takes off, we'll see.
I just remembered he was in the Lego movie, and he had one of the funniest scenes where he goes, "Are y'all ready for this?" And then they come and they blow up his basketball catapult, and he goes, "Oh no, they were ready for this," and he runs away.
So, when will that come out on DVD and Blu-ray? I need that in my life.
I don't know.
Anyway, I think it's time we sign off. What do you guys think? No one cares what you think, Andy. I'm John Charles. You guys are wonderful tonight.
Oh my god. Bye, good night. I'm Andy. That's Moss.
Yeah, Shaq. It is Moss.
I'm Shaq.
Yeah, look at him.
I'm Shaq. No, Shaq.
Are you saying that because you're both black?
No.
Well, all three of us. Shaq is black, too.
All three of us are black. Oh my god, that's crazy.
What do you mean, us, Andy? You're not an us. You're a them.
I'm a the what?
Let's end this before it gets super racist.
Right. Oh my god.
Bye!
Racism.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have you seen those the donuts they have this month at Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Okay, so they are these springtime donuts, okay? They're like flower-shaped. They got pink and green icing, you know? Easter colors, you know? Praise it and please it, 420. And right in the center of the donut is a peep.
Oh, I saw those today. I was like, wow!
Yeah, they've got peeps in their donuts this year. How crazy is that?
On their donuts. It's just happily sitting, like, right, it's like snug inside the donut hole. It's really, really cute.
See, that's the really weird thing was that, like, I was down with brownie batter. I was down with cookie dough. But I kind of draw a line at peeps in the donut.
Yeah. It did seem really lazy, but it also seemed really delicious.
It's so adorable, but it's just too decadent. You can't get any more decadent than that.
It did look really awkward, I'll give it that. Like, really awkward.